we're back. I think that was Danielle Krim's music from our first show here a few weeks ago. Definitely check her out. She is a local musician. Yeah, awesome. We just finished up with Wes Moravec's.
I'm a mess sometimes too. It's
all right. Anyway, it's a Friday.
Yes, it is.
With Wes's interview. Here to talk to us today as well is Fred Matt. Fred is a, I'm sorry, but yeah, Fred is a retired natural products chemist from the Forest Products Lab, which is like part of the U.S. Forest Service. He now volunteers for Madison 350, the Dane County Policy and Practices Group, and co-leads a citizen science project with IPOS that we will definitely be talking about later. But Fred, would you like to introduce yourself further?
Sure. I'm from...
Oh. Awesome. Yeah, no worries at all.
Okay, back to the mic. Yes, I grew up in Wisconsin. I grew up in Oconomowoc in Waukesha County, went to high school in Waukesha. And I was brought up in probably the beginning of the environmental movement, and I remember the first Earth Day, and that left quite an impact on me. And I later went to school up here and in soil science, and I ended up staying here after school and have had a number of jobs. I have three major stops on my career path, most recently, as you mentioned, at the Forest Products Lab, where I worked in support of various projects going on, some with fire science, for some with biofuels and biofuel feedstock processing, and some with preservation. And before that, I was I worked at the Badger plant in the environmental groundwater remediation operation there in a lab. doing a priority pollutant analysis. Okay. And then before that, I was, my first major job was at what's now known as Covance, and I worked in in lab studies that were designed to provide call-in data on the re-registration of pesticides at that time. That was some of the atrazines and other pesticides that were on the market. They needed to be re-registered, and I worked on the laboratory studies that were required by the EPA. And well, I live with my wife Mary and in Madison, and my new cat Frankie.
That's cool. Thank you so much for introducing yourself, and that's really interesting, like, your whole, like, career path and everything as well. Yeah, I was just wondering, I know you kind of briefed on this as well in your introduction, but I was just wondering, like, how you got involved in kind of sustainability and climate justice through your work, or just otherwise. I know you said, talked about, like, the environmental movement and or with Earth Day, too, and yeah.
Right. Yeah, most recently... one of the missions of the Forest Products Lab, for instance, was the upscaling of more undesirable wood. We talked a lot about small diameter trees, and those are the types of kindling in that start fires in major forests. A healthy forest doesn't have all these a quote unquote healthy forest, doesn't have all these all this kindling.
Mm-hmm.
And our purpose there was to kind of upscale this type of wood into a usable product, such as, well, I mean, biofuel is a good example of one.
Yeah.
We tried to produce ethanol from wood.
Mm-hmm.
And do something with the lignin fraction of wood too.
Yeah,
there was a saying around there that you can be in the forest products lab. You can do anything with lignin, but make money. So it was problematic to really do something with lignin.
Yeah.
But the mm-hmm. carbohydrates, you know, were good for biofuels and
mm-hmm.
bioplastics, we also studied some of the enzymatic degradation of the sugars in the wood.
Uh-huh.
And and
mm-hmm.
that was another making use of environmental feedstocks that are for and sustainability aspect is mm-hmm. you know, trying to prevent forest fires.
Yeah, for sure. And you're also involved in 350 Madison. I was
yes.
just wondering mm-hmm. How you got involved with 350.
Well, after I retired,
mm-hmm.
it's a big change in going from a really high-paced, fast-paced work life to what, you know, what are you going to do next? And, you know,
yeah.
I really did seek out something that I could, that I could volunteer with that was helpful to the environment, particularly
mm-hmm.
sustainability. I mean, I kind of sought it out myself. And
yeah.
I on YouTube once I saw a group from Germany that were talking about divestment as a, divesting in fossil fuel companies. But anyway, so I followed up on that when they, you know, I found the Madison chapter and
mm-hmm. No, that's really cool. Yeah. And that's definitely something that 350 works on a lot, is the divestment of fossil fuels and
mm-hmm.
Also yeah, everything that you had been talking about as well as something. Yeah, but we are about to go to a break. And then after that, we will be coming back with our musical guests. And thank you so much to Fred and Wes for being here. And we're going to continue with our Citizen Science Project when we get back. Thank you so much.
No problem.
Stay tuned.